This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idsty. Author Tom Piazza looks for the arc of American culture in the nation's music, from the blues to country, folk, and rock and roll. He shares what he's discovered in a new collection of essays titled Devil Sent the Rain, Music and Writing in Desperate America. Tom Piazza is also the author of the book Why New Orleans Matters and a post-Katrina novel titled City of Refuge, and he writes for the HBO series Tremé. He joins us from member station WWNO in New Orleans. Welcome to the program.
Hi, John.
This new book is a collection of essays that you wrote generally during the past 15 years, and you say in your introduction that the pieces have been selected to form a narrative arc. You really start with a meditation on the blues. Why?
Well, within that musical form, you'll find a series of strategies for dealing with, I guess you could say, hard times. And the blues mediates those kinds of hard times by a very special kind of transaction that happens, which is to say you have, very often, lyrics that are about the hard times, but underneath those lyrics you have a musical setting that is anything but downhearted.
The title for your book is the title of a Charlie Patton song, and you talk quite a bit about Charlie Patton in your book. Why did you choose him as someone to focus on?
Charlie Patton is generally regarded as one of the real founders of what we now refer to as the Delta Blues. But Charlie Patton's recordings, some people might even think of them as sounding kind of primitive, with a very hard-to-understand diction and a repetitive musical technique. But the more you listen to Charlie Patton, what you find is this extraordinary kind of equilibrium being expressed, even as he's singing about getting arrested, losing love, getting drunk, whatever it might be.
We've got a recording of Charlie Patton with a song called When Your Way Gets Dark. Let's take a listen to that.
When your way gets dark, baby, hang your lights up high. When your way gets dark, baby, there won't be no more.
He'll sing a line, you know, when your way gets dark, baby, turn your lights on high. And then in a slightly different voice off to the side, he goes, what's the matter with him? So it's almost as if there are two people, you know, performing at once, having a dialogue. But that kind of inner dialogue is actually an astonishingly sophisticated musical and discursive, even, mind at work. Actually, it's a very literary thing, I would say, also.
Another one of the early essays in the book focuses on Jimmy Rogers, the first big country star, who was famous for his blue yodels, including this one.
It's raining here, storming on the deep blue sea. Lord, it's raining, yeah, storming on the deep blue sea. Ain't no black-headed mama can make a fool out of me.
Oh, Tom, tell us a little about Jimmy Rogers, where he came from, and what kind of impact he had.
Jimmy Rogers was a railroad brakeman, actually, and he grew up in Meridian, Mississippi. Many people refer to him as the father of country music. He certainly was enormously influential on younger performers like Gene Autry, Hank Snow, everybody who came after him. I think what was fascinating about Jimmy Rogers was that he crossed a lot of lines that I think at that time in our culture in the 1920s were probably generally seen as being, well, less porous than he thought they were. He took it on himself to pick freely from the traditions, not just of Anglo-American balladry, railroad songs, Western songs, but also from African-American blues, and he did it very convincingly.
You also make the point that you have to trust the song in one of the essays, including wondering, for instance, whether a singer-songwriter, Gillian Welch, who writes in that old-time country style, is really authentic since she grew up a city girl in Los Angeles. Let me ask you, would you mind reading something from that essay?
Sure. It seems to me that it takes an extreme poverty of imagination to propose, implicitly or explicitly, that people can write only about their personal experience, or worse, about the experiences peculiar to their ethnic, gender, regional, or national group. Any hope one might have left for a society like ours depends on the constant assertion of the possibility of that kind of empathy. Of course, as an artist, the further you reach, the easier it is to do something that doesn't work or doesn't ring true. But the question is whether it works, not whether you have an inherited visa to enter that territory.
Amen.
Well, I think there's something in that activity. It's not just about beautiful sentences. It's not just about catchy song hooks, but it's about something deeper. And it is about the reaching from one individual out to another individual.
Another artist that you focus on a lot in your book, who reinvents himself as the culture changes, is Bob Dylan. You take a close look at his transformation at the 1965 Newport Folk Festival, where he went from acoustic to electric guitar and changed the subject of his songs, too, and made a lot of people mad.
They say, sing while you slave, I just get bored. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more.
Dylan was always very difficult to pin down in terms of region or even ethnicity. I mean, Bob Dylan was a young Jewish man from Minnesota who came to New York City, and I don't think he had a whole lot of respect for other people's ideas of where the boundaries were supposed to come down. And that, too, is a very American thing. I mean, I think Dylan brings together so many strains of American expression, not just musical, but literary and homiletic even. And, you know, that was always in Bob Dylan's music and his lyrics.
Tom Piazza's new book is a collection of essays titled Devil Sent the Rain. Thanks very much, Tom.
Thanks, John. It was a pleasure.